Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 5:30. Thank you guys so much for joining us as we get things going here on a Tuesday. How's it going?
Not bad. How was the rest of your birthday? If you didn't know, Monday was Mercedes' birthday. So how was the rest of your day? Tell us.
It was good. It was a Monday. So when your birthday falls on a Monday, it's kind of like, it's my birthday. But it was good, all things considered. Had a wonderful time here yesterday on the show. Thank you both again for everything that you did. And last night, right before I went to bed, I forgot I had your cards and stuff. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I never opened their cards. And aside from the gifts that you gave me, which are very much appreciated, I just was really touched at what you both wrote in your cards. It was really meaningful to me. And I'll be honest, I was kind of like feeling kind of down yesterday. And then when I read what you guys wrote, it meant a lot to me. So I just wanted to thank you guys for that.
Well, I love, we love you so much. And I love seeing social media posts. And I know it's social media, but it's neat seeing people reaching out to you on social media. I love when you share stuff as well and seeing the love that's sent your way, because you're loved by so many people here in Las Vegas and all around the world, to be honest.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was nice. So my husband and I, we went out to dinner. He took me out to he wasn't telling me all day where we were going. I'm like, I need to know like how I need to dress. And it was a very, very fancy steakhouse. It was really nice. It was just the two of us because one of my daughters is at school and the other is on a school trip, so neither one of them were there.
So we did the math. This is your first birthday without either one of your kids there since prior to Sophie, right?
Yeah, since I had kids, yeah. And
wow.
So I was kind of feeling a little down about that, but we had a really nice time and got home, watched the rest of the Golden Knights game, and that was nice to see them get a win.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was a good day. I think we're going to be doing like more of a birthday kind of celebration this week. Weekend with some friends of ours, and the girls, both of the girls will be back in town.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I think it's more, we're kind of waiting until this weekend, but it was good. Thank you for asking. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was, it was a really nice day. Left here, went and did the TV show last night, and then got home from that, and then just did a workout last night at the house, and same thing, finished up my work, and had the hockey game on last night. I think I came in at the second, I think it was the second period when I came in last night. Yeah, it was great seeing the Golden Knights win. Mark Stone returning last night for our Vegas Golden Knights. It was a solid win last night.
Yeah, they do not like Mark Stone in Dallas.
They do not. He even said that in the post-game press conference. I don't think they like me. That Dallas crowd, man, they just seem just so... Once Dallas scores, they go bonkers. But the rest of the game, it just seems like there's zero energy inside that arena.
I think they were, like, really bummed just about losing and being behind.
Yes.
There's something so different about playoff hockey versus regular season hockey. Regular season hockey is fantastic. Love it. But there's just a whole different vibe when it comes to playoff hockey. And so the next game is on Wednesday, and then they move the series over here on Saturday. And I was talking to Matt last night. I'm like, that would be really cool to go to the game on Saturday. He's like, do you know how much tickets are? I was like, oh, yeah, they're very expensive.
Well, it is my birthday celebration weekend, yeah. So do you know how much my love is?
No, it's all good. But, yeah, sometimes I do like watching it at home better, even though that energy is crazy. But I feel like sometimes I absorb more of what's happening than when I'm there because there's just so much
happening. There's distractions and everything. Just focus on the game itself as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but it should be an interesting series. Nonetheless, and very exciting that they came out with the first win of the series.
Swinging last night.
Oh, man.
You said playoff hockey. It's a brand new season. Dallas may have had a fantastic season, but they lose that first game. That's a tough blow.
Oh, yeah, but they're not going to go without a fight.
Oh,
that's the thing. So, should be interesting. But we are super happy to have you guys with us this morning. We've got a lot to get to. So, let's start it now. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Come Baby Come by K7?
Come baby, come baby, baby, come, come.
Come baby, come baby, baby, come, come.
Well, you got to give me love and then you got to give me some.
You got to give me love and then you got to give me some.
Do you want to hear Where Have All the Cowboys Gone by Paula Cole?
Where have all the cowboys gone?
Or do you want to hear Days Go By by Dirty Vegas?
Days go by.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do that a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, when you go to a restaurant, do you roll your eyes if you see a couple do this? Or do you do it proudly? We're going to talk about what that is coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And by one vote, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone by Paula Cole is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
It's beautiful, things that I've got.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. When you go to a restaurant and you see a couple doing this, do you roll your eyes? And are you like, oh, give me a break? Or are you like, yeah, that's the way it should be? Are you turning into this couple?
No. But Laura presented this option on Saturday night, and I do not want to become that couple. We went to a nice restaurant on Saturday night, and we go to sit down, and they take us there. They're walking us to the back of the restaurant. And as we're walking into this section, I see it's almost all like tables for two along this row. And they go, and Laura sits down with her back against the wall, looking out at the gorgeous restaurant. And I sit with my back facing the restaurant. And she's like, oh my gosh, what an amazing view of this restaurant. And I turn around like, oh, it is. I'm looking at the wall. And she says to me, well, do you want to come sit next to me? And I just immediately said, no, I am, when it comes to dining at a restaurant, if it's just Laura and I, and we're at a table, I am not a same side sitter. I don't like sitting side by side. I like facing her one-on-one so I can look at her eyes and have a nice conversation with her. If we're at a bar, or we eat at the house, we're always sitting at our bar at the house, sitting next to each other. So to me, I love to sit across from her. I do not want to become that side-by-side sitter couple. I the way I said it too, I'm like, what? No.
Well,
I don't want to be a side-by-side sitter. What is wrong with that couple?
As a couple who does tend to do that, what's wrong with us?
If you want to do that, have at it. It's just not for me because they're all two top tables there. And so if I were to come sit next to Laura, now I'm putting an extra person in that area. I'm kind of close to the person next to me, this other couple. The restaurant's not designed that way. The tables aren't designed for that. I want to look at Laura. I want to be able to converse with her. If you want to do it, have at it.
I get that, but you're like, oh, I don't want to be that couple. So what's wrong with it?
I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. When you and Matt went to dinner last night, you guys sat side by side?
We sat at a table. It wasn't like a booth. And yeah, we sat next to each other.
And it was like a two-top table and you guys sat next to each other?
It was a four-top table and we sat
really
next to each other. Yeah.
Corner to corner or?
Yeah, corner to corner.
A corner to corner is different.
What do you mean?
Like this is the table right here?
Yeah.
Okay, and you sat here and Matt sat here?
Yes.
Okay, that's different. You're not side by side would be if you sat here and Matt sat here.
Well, it was impossible because it's like one person per side. And it's a square table.
And that's how it would have been with Laura if she would have said, sat by me. Like, no, it's going to be too tight.
Was it a booth?
No, it was a two-top table.
It's
just a regular table.
Okay, well, then I guess it's like physically impossible to do it there. But like at booths, we'll sit next to each other. We'll sit next to each other in a booth.
You slide all the way in so you're elbow to elbow. You don't give a little bit of space?
What do you mean?
Okay. Steph, come in here real fast.
But like, if we're in a booth, there's room for two people.
Yeah, but there's a certain way you sit in the booth. So I'm sitting at the table, okay? And Steph, come here. Sit here. So Steph is sitting there in the center. Take your time, Steph.
Okay.
I don't want to trip over your cord.
Okay. So do you sit kind of here so we can talk to each other?
How do you do that in a booth?
It curves around so you can see.
No, I mean just a booth where there's a table and there's seats and seats.
You're elbow to elbow.
On one side of a booth. Yeah, we'll sit next to each other and we'll turn and talk and hold hands and stuff.
How's your night going?
I feel uncomfortable just standing like this next to JC.
It depends on the booth, too. It also, I mean, sometimes restaurants are so loud. And like, if you're across, it's like so hard to like hear. So we'll like just sit next to each other. And also, it depends on the view of the restaurant. Like, we don't always sit next to each other. But if like one person is stuck with their wall with their back to the rest of the restaurant, we'll turn if there's room. Not if we're like all squeezing on one side of a table. But if there's room, then he'll come over on my side so we can all look. You know what I mean?
Yes, and that's what Laura was presenting on Saturday. But if I would have gone over to her side, there was not that kind of room. The restaurant seating was not designed. So I would have been, it would have been Laura, it would have been me next door to fit on our table. And then literally my elbow would have been touching the table next to me, the woman next to me.
Yeah, then that would have been weird. But I agree with you on that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with same side sitters. We just want to be close to each other.
I'm close all the time. I want to look in her eyes when I'm eating dinner.
Yeah, well, good luck hearing her.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning.
Show number
2045.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It is April 23rd, Tuesday morning. So happy to have you guys here with us. Thank you for joining us as we get things going here on this Tuesday morning. How you doing this morning?
The day after your birthday. How was it? Was it a nice day yesterday? How things go for you on your birthday?
You know, it was, I don't know. It was good. It was great here. It was great at night. My husband and I went out to dinner. I cannot explain this. Does anyone else get this way? I get so sad around my birthday. And it has like nothing to do with getting older or anything like that. I just get sad. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know if I'm like reflecting or what, but I feel like I was just sad leading up to it. I was kind of sad all day yesterday. I don't know. Does anyone else get sad around their birthday? It's really weird. I kind of feel like it's a burden on people to like, you know, wish me happy birthday or give me a present. And I just don't want to be a burden. So then I feel sad about it. It's so hard to explain.
I think a lot of people can maybe relate. Can you? 702-364-9400. Is it an expectations thing that you're in your mind, this is what's going to happen on your birthday, but then this happens. You're like, it didn't meet your expectations.
I don't really have expectations. I think that might be the problem. Like, some people get so hyped for their birthday and all I think about is, oh my gosh, how is this going to put people out? Like, you know, if I have a get together, like, oh my gosh, they're going to have to change your plans for me. Or, you know, if my mom comes out to visit, oh my gosh, she's going to have to buy a plane ticket and come out for me. And like, I feel this guilt associated with it. I cannot explain it.
I used to not be a birthday person. And kind of the same way you were talking about right now, where just we kind of get a little depressed about the whole thing. Not if Lord say we're going to do something, like, nah, I don't want to do anything. Let's just us just hang out. I'd be happy that way. And then something just switched where I just walk in with zero expectations, but it doesn't make me sad because I walk in with zero expectations. If Lord's going to take us out to dinner with some friends, cool. If we're going to stay at the house and just celebrate me at the house, cool. I'm cool with that. If we do something here at the office, cool. I just go with the flow. Whatever I get, whether it be a social media greeting, a happy birthday or a surprise party or something, I'm just happy to be recognized on my birthday.
And I am too. Like, I'm not saying I'm not happy. I'm actually more than happy. I just feel bad like I'm putting people out. Like, they have to take time out of their busy days to acknowledge me, and then it makes me feel guilty. I don't know. I can't explain it. So I was like sad. And Steph, you sent me a meme. It was like Tauruses on their birthday, and it was like eyes like watering. Do you get like that too?
I do. It's a weird thing. I think for me, it's nostalgia, because when I think of birthdays, I think of my childhood and all the things that made me happy. Like when my parents were together and now they're no longer together.
Oh.
I don't know. It's really weird. I think it's some type of childhood thing for me. So I think I need to dive into it a little bit more. Maybe I need therapy.
Yeah, I think we all do at some point.
Birthday therapy.
Yeah, it's weird. But to go back to it, it was a really nice day. And I think we're going to do like a more of an official celebration this weekend. It's weird when it falls on a Monday. But I was really grateful for so many people reaching out. Again, I'm sorry you had to take time out of your day to do that.
So sorry you had to send me a text message and say happy birthday, Mercedes.
I saw all of them. It was so nice.
Some beautiful flowers in there as well yesterday.
It smells so good in here.
They look beautiful in that studio. Hey, coming up here in about 15 minutes, when you win Heads Up, passes to the exclusive Charlotte Cardin Mix Underground Lounge. It's happening on Thursday. We have your passes in about 15 minutes. And also up next is what's trending. What do you got for us?
All right, we are going to talk about a football legend that is about to get taken down. Who is it and why? Details are coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Tom Brady is trending this morning. The former quarterback is ready to get roasted. Netflix announced that he's going to be mercilessly mocked on the greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady. Athletes, comedians, other celebrities are going to all join forces to take down Brady using their words. Kevin Hart and Jeffrey Ross will host the festivities with some other big names soon to be announced. They're teasing this special by saying, no Brady rule, no pads, no mercy.
It should be entertaining, but hopefully I think he's got tough enough skin to go in and handle one of those things.
Yeah, he does strike me as one of those guys with very thick skin. Mm-hmm. Not a lot's going to get to him. I just wonder, like, how many Giselle jabs they're going to have, how many deflated football jabs. I'm like, what else compare? What else? Does he
retiring and unretiring?
Yes. Doesn't he have some weird diet that he follows?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's his diet routine.
He won't eat strawberries or something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think there's a few things that we're going to hear kind of repeated after a couple hours of this. But they say the greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, it's going to air live on Netflix on May 5th at 5 o'clock our time.
Do you think you could handle one of those if they set up the roast of Mercedes and we had all these people come in and do this whole thing?
I don't. I think I'm way too sensitive. I think I'd be really, my feelings would be hurt. Do you think you could do it?
If I'm in the right mindset, it would be awesome. But if for some reason I'm in a mood, it would go south and would go south real fast. And a lot of times the people that are on the dais get roasted as well. It's not just Tom Brady's going to get roasted.
That's true.
And so the people that are on the dais, and Carrot Top has spoken about this many times. He used to be on the dais for a couple of these roasts, and people would just go after him nonstop. And he said, it's hard to take that. So Carrot Top stopped doing these roasts to be even be on the dais because people would just see him, target him, and he would take a beating. It's like, my gosh, enough already.
You
please.
Asked me here. You asked me to roast him. And how did I become your target all
Seriously,
of a sudden?
Things change.
Poor Carrot Top. I think he often becomes the butt of some jokes, and he has had to develop a thick skin too.
He's the sweetest guy too.
Yes, he really is. So I don't know. To answer your question, I don't think I would really be good at that, but do you want to do like a roast on the show where we roast each other?
Oh, that could be fun. We got to all agree to it and not take things personally and be in the right mindset for me at least. Oh, gosh.
Let's not do it.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have our contestant. It's Michelle. Michelle, you ready to play Heads Up here?
I am ready.
Okay, let's give you a category. Do you want to go with Like a Bird, Earth Day, New Kids on the Block, or Cup of Tea?
Cup of Tea.
National Tea Day was on Sunday, so these are all words that start with the letter T, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'm going to pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you win, and you start now.
This is the person at the head of the class, the...
pass.
This is... Some kids suck their... On their hand, they suck this digit. Thumb. Yes. This is... if something tastes good, this is the person that makes, if your pants are too long, they make sure they're shorter.
Taylor.
Yes. This is not double, but one more. It's a...
Triple.
Yes. This is, if a kid is really upset, they might throw one of these.
Tantrum.
Yes. This is, I'm going to pass on this. This is a song by AC/DC. It's like you hear it at the hockey games a lot. Okay, this is a vegetable. It's not very good. It's like in the ground. It's like
turnip.
Yes. This is if your hair has a knots in it.
Tangled.
Yes.
Oh, Michelle. The time ran out.
Oh man. Oh. Just by one. Michelle, hang on the line. Oh. Darn it. And we missed that first one, which was teacher.
Teacher, yeah.
Oh, I am so sorry, Michelle. That means caller 20 right now. You're in luck. You're going to get these passes, two of them, to enjoy our Mix Underground Lounge with Charlotte Carden this week. It's actually happening on Thursday. So caller 20, you are in. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Is this really a divisive topic? We're talking about condiments here and we're getting into it. This is something that one of our radio friends made a bold statement about, and now we're arguing about it. Is, when it comes to condiments, is butter a condiment? Do you think butter is a condiment? Does it fall under that umbrella of your ketchups, your mustards, your mayonnaise? Do you think butter is a condiment?
I have my opinion. I want you to give yours first.
I want you to give yours first.
It's a spread. It is a spread. It's not a it's a spread. You spread it on top of stuff. It's a spread like... Cream cheese is a spread. Butter is a spread. You spread it on top of your toast. You spread it on top of like pancakes or something. It is not a condiment. Condiments, like you mentioned, ketchup, mustard, jelly, that's a spread. Butter falls under the spread category.
Steph, what do you think? Is butter a condiment?
No, butter is not. It is a spread. I'm with you, JC.
High five.
Yeah, I think of condiments as a sauce. Like, you're dipping something in it. It is more of like a juicy effect. So no, butter is not a condiment.
Well, then I'll be the lone wolf and say it is a condiment. I'll be the one that goes out on a limb and says it is. It's all part of stuff that you put on other stuff. That's what condiments are.
Is honey a condiment?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's
yes,
spread.
Yes, it is. It's honey's not a spread.
It's not a condiment.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
These are the things that you buy that you put on other things for flavor. Ketchups, ranch. They're all... You have a bagel, you put your condiments on it. You put your cream cheese on it, or you can put your butter on it. It's a condiment. It goes with all those other things.
Is avocado a condiment?
It can be used as one.
No,
it's not flat out. It's a avocado is a spread.
Yes, it's like
it's
butter.
It's literally like a vegetable or a fruit, technically.
Let me show you my Panera Bread. When I get my sandwich, they have avocado and they spread it out there on the sandwich. They spread it out. Butter is
that
a
listed
spread.
Where you list your condiments that you would like on your item?
I would have to pull it up in my Uber Eats app.
It is. If you would like avocado, it's there with your other condiments.
What's it like being out there on Condiment Island alone by yourself?
I don't know.
Spreaders
I'm
over
not
here.
By myself. Lindsay, good morning. Is butter a condiment?
Good morning. It sure is.
Thank you. Why? What is your argument for it?
Okay, so like you said, Mercedes, I believe it's like an accessory to food. So butter is to corn as ketchup is to hot dog. So it can be anything that you add to something else to enhance it. So I totally agree.
Butter is both an ingredient and a condiment. It's just what it is.
Okay, so it's two and two. We got two spreaders and two condiments.
Okay, Anne-Marie, good morning. Is butter a condiment?
Butter is a spread.
What? So why?
It even says butter spread. If you buy like margarine and stuff, it'll say, you know, butter spread or things like that. You can mix it with stuff, but it's usually you spread it. But you have to use a knife and spread it out.
And while I agree that it is a spread, a condiment is a spread is a condiment.
No, they're different.
Why are they different?
Spreads, like, to me, they're different.
I think condiments are stuff you know, afterthoughts. I think if you're going to have toast, you know, really butter is like essential, you know, it's just like bagels, you know, if you're going to have butter on bagels or cream cheese on bagels, it's more like an afterthought is a condiment, you know, you can have stuff without them, but butter is something, if you need it, you need it.
Yeah, but like if on a sandwich, I put mustard on it, I spread it on there. Is mustard now a spread?
You're dipping, it's dippable though too.
So it has to be dippable.
Yes.
And it's a condiment.
Mm-mm, spread.
It's a condiment.
Steph, spread, right? Has to be dippable.
I'm not going to let you guys
spread.
Bully me into thinking it's a...
Hey, your condiment calls came in. The condiment calls, they're rising up. The condiments are rising up here. Oh, but nice butter on top of pancakes right now sounds so good.
It's a condiment.
Spread the butter on top. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Mark Stone, he scored in his first game back from a lacerated spleen. And the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Dallas Stars yesterday 4-3 in game one of the Western Conference first round at the American Airlines Center. On Monday, he had that injury. He got it. Back in February, missed the last 26 games of the regular season. Jonathan Marchessault, Tomas Hertl, and Braden McNabb also scored. Jack Eichel, Noah Hanifin each had two assists for the Golden Knights, who are the second wild card from the West. Logan Thompson made 27 saves. Their next game is, again, in Dallas, 6:30 our time on Wednesday.
They looked strong last night. That's the kind of injury, though, when you hear it, you wince. It just sounds painful. Lacerated spleen. Ugh. It just seems like it. It hurts real bad.
Well, yeah, and you know, there's a lot of talk about how bad was the injury, really, just based on, you know, getting him back out there with the Golden Knights. You know, there's I mean, all of hockey basically hates Las Vegas because they think that we're playing these games with, you know, the salary cap and all of that. And hey, if these things were not legal to do, then there would be a rule against it.
What's the controversy? Is there some controversy right now that people are picking apart?
Oh, yeah. Do you haven't heard about this?
Like, no.
Okay, so basically, there's a salary cap during the regular season. Mm-hmm. And so Mark Stone was out. He has a very high salary. And all of a sudden, when the playoffs start and the salary cap goes out the window, he's back.
Oh, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, that's the big talk right now. That's why
so people are saying
him. That's
that
why they're booing him so badly.
They're booing because he's so good. I mean,
no,
they're booing because
no,
of the controversy. Because
no, no.
Yeah, he was getting some heat last night. So their speculation is, or the outsiders are saying that this injury was not that bad. They said sit out until the playoffs. We're going to make it. We're going to get there, and then come back when we can avoid the salary cap.
I mean, that's what everyone says, that Vegas is famous for doing that, and that we did it last year. And
it was because Stone was out too, right before the playoffs.
Yes.
It's so crazy how that works,
you know,
huh?
You have that long-term injured reserve, and then he's back, and you know, he isn't the only one that made a return. Alex Pietrangelo made a return. So, but these are... The owners need to vote. If this is something that should not be allowed, then they need to vote against it. They're doing what they can.
They're working within the rules. They're not breaking any rules,
yeah,
are they? Yeah,
exactly.
Working within the system. It's just got to be smarter than the system.
Yeah, everyone agrees that nothing can and will change until the owners vote on it. So, yeah, that's the whole talk. Everybody hates Vegas. But other teams do it, too. I believe Tampa Bay did that, the same thing. So, I don't know. What are you going
to
do?
Oh, this makes Game 2 even more interesting to see how they react to Mark Stone coming back in Game 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, just the whole team in general. Everybody hates us, but oh well. Haters gonna hate, right?
That's right. Stanley Cup champions defending.
Yeah, so also this morning, Uber, they're rolling out a rider verification to multiple cities. It's part of their push to making it safer for drivers. And this pilot program is being rolled out in 15 cities across the U.S. It involves cross-checking names and phone numbers with a third-party database, and it allows riders the option to upload a picture of their ID to get a verified badge. So it's almost like getting that verified badge on Instagram or something like that, like the little check mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then Uber drivers can see the badge on your profile, making them feel more secure about picking up the trip. This pilot program is in response to Uber's request from drivers for more trust and safety. If anyone drives Uber, I keep seeing this scam on TikTok where people will get in the car, and then while you're driving them to their destination, they'll cancel the ride so that they don't have to pay for it, but you're still taking them. And it's so awful. Like, it makes me feel so terrible for the Uber drivers.
Because the Uber driver not being notified that the ride has been canceled, or you're at that point where the person cancels the ride and then they're in your car.
They're in the
car. So you're just going to drop them off, or you're still going to continue them to their destination. And then I'm sure they'd be confrontational. Like, well, get out of my car if you're going to cancel the ride. And next thing you know, you got a confrontation on your hands.
That's what they're showing, you know, in these videos that I'm seeing on TikTok. It's like the driver will be like, did you just cancel your ride? And they're like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, well, I just got that you canceled the ride, so you need to rebook it because I can't take you. And they're like, just drive. Just, you know, just take us where we're going. And they're like, no, I can't do that. And it's a whole thing.
And they're taking
it's
this and posting it on TikTok.
Scam.
My gosh.
Well, no, the drivers are.
Oh, it's the driver's video. Oh, I thought the people that were doing it, like showing them how they're scamming people.
No. The drivers are like, be aware. Coco,
yeah.
Coco just texted us. He says, they have tried to cancel their ride with me. I pulled over and told them to get out. I am no longer insured with them in the car. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I can't take care of you. Because you just canceled the ride, so get out and wherever we are, whether that's on the freeway or whatever.
Yeah, if you're going to cancel it, these are the consequences you're going to have to pay. Hey, coming up here at 7:30, we've got your tickets to go see Sam Hunt. Those are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. I have stayed in one Airbnb ever, like only one. And it was, I didn't book it. It was booked through some friends of ours. They booked it. We all stayed. It happened during COVID. We were just looking to get out of town. So we went to Utah and rented a cabin. But I know you guys are big fans of it. The one we stayed in was really nice. We really had a great experience. But sometimes the experiences are not so great.
Absolutely. There can be some misses. And we do Airbnb a lot. We've had great success stories. We've had a few misses. I've got a tip, though. But Steph, your friend had a massive miss, did she not?
She did. And she didn't realize where this location was on top of. And she stayed in downtown San Diego. And if you know the Gaslamp area, it's a huge nightlife town. And she stayed in the Gaslamp with her and her family. She stayed on top of a hookah lounge. You're like, oh, you think hookah lounge? It's super nice. It's chill. Well, this hookah lounge was not. Had a DJ going all the way up until 2 a.m. She could hear the bass of the sound. She said she couldn't sleep until 2 until the hookah lounge actually closed. And on top of that, she could actually smell some of the hookah from her Airbnb.
Oh.
So on top of the loud noise, on top of the smell, she said it was a horrible Airbnb stay.
They really need to disclose that information on location. Don't they have an obligation if you're renting out a place to just like, hey, locate it on top of a hookah lounge, or just so people know what they're getting into?
One would think too, especially if some kind of allergy or something with smoke, because to me that'd be awful above a loud bar or restaurant and smoke is coming up. The trick we'll do, or I'll do, is we'll book something. We did this, we went to Wyoming last time. We booked an Airbnb and it's like that fisheye lens. The place looks huge and the backyard looks awesome. And so we booked it, and this place, we're able to cancel full refund within a certain amount of time. So we booked it, and I went, once you book it, get the actual address, punched it into Google Maps, which you didn't see. It was right next to like this quarry, like this active construction site. I'm like, you don't see that in the photos. So we immediately canceled it and booked another one. And then we got to Wyoming just for curiosity. I drove by the house. It was so loud, Mercedes. Construction trucks coming nonstop out of this quarry that was next to it. But you didn't see it in the listing, and you didn't see it in the photos until you booked it and punched in the actual address.
Yeah, why would they reveal that? Let's talk to Stacy here at 702-364-9400. What happened to you, Stacy?
Hey, yeah, I live on the southwest side of town, and there's a woman that rents out her house every weekend for parties and stuff at her Airbnb. And this was just like less than a year ago. She had booked out the place for a 20-year-old's birthday party. Next thing you know, 2 a.m., there's gunfire, like 50 shots going off. Five houses were hit. A car was hit. There's bullets everywhere. Luckily, nobody was hurt or anything. But that scared the hell out of all of us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, there's certain areas in town where you cannot have Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. I think Summerlin is one of those areas. I don't know about the other. But well, I feel like your neighbors should get a say if you're going to be renting out for Airbnb.
And you're not. And they don't even allow you to even rent out the place.
Oh, they don't?
No, not in my neighborhood.
We should have to call someone, because, yeah, I'd have an illegal Airbnb. And I'm up in Summerlin where you can have Airbnbs. And if I did live next to one, I would have anxiety all the time, wondering who's going to come stay there. Are they going to be having loud parties? What's going to happen this weekend? It would riddle me with anxiety.
Yeah, for sure. Bo, good morning. What happened to you?
Hey, good morning, guys. It happened to my wife. Her son took her on a really nice trip to Chicago a couple of months ago. and he's done Airbnb all over the country. Got him a really nice place, nice apartment, beautiful pictures, just a beautiful setting. Woke up next morning, roaches all in the bathroom, all the cabinets. It was just sad. He was so upset. Oh. Called and canceled it and left.
Oh, my gosh. Did they get any sort of a refund for that?
Actually, he did. They tried to move him to another place. He's like, no, thank you, and got his refund and went to stay at a hotel, some nice hotel. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm team hotel. I'm sorry. I'm just team hotel always.
Mercedes, we did one, and we're driving to it. My wife dropped some knowledge. She goes, oh, by the way, there's someone that lives in the basement of the house. I'm like, are you kidding me?
No
way. She goes,
way.
No. The owner revealed that there's someone that lives in the basement. I said, that was fine. The entire time, I'm just worried this person is going to come up from the basement at some point and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, like, hey, you guys want a snack?
Hey, Tom, how's it going? Go, go,
go. 3, 2, 1. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We got an email from a listener that I want to bring to everyone's attention here. Mike is in this. He's in a tough spot. What would you do in this situation? He's asking for our advice. He writes, I found out the other day that my good friend from work is cheating on his wife with a woman that used to work in our office, and the affair has been going on for months. I found out because he came to me in a panic and told me that his wife is suspicious, and he's been telling her he's with me working late, but he's really been with his mistress. This was a lot for me to absorb. I was at their wedding and thought everything was going great in their marriage. He said he chose me as his alibi because I'm single and there's no wife or girlfriend for his wife to call to find out if he's lying. He's afraid she's going to call me and ask if we've been working late nights, and I don't know if I can lie. I don't want to get involved. I told him I don't want to be involved in this, but he's begging me to cover for him. I told him to leave his wife, and he said he eventually would. What should I do? Should I cover him? Signed, Mike.
I just feel like that is such a selfish thing to do, bringing someone else that has nothing to do with into it. And I get it. Like, you want to be there for your friends. They're not even that great of friends. They're literally coworkers. And even if they were great friends, I would, if one of my friends asked me to cover for them while they're cheating on their significant other, I'd be like, girl, no. Like, are you kidding me? Why are you? No, do not involve me in this. If they're that good of a friend, they wouldn't ask you to do that.
You're putting your friend in a really awkward spot. Would you say something to the girlfriend's husband, or just say, I'm not going to be involved in this?
I'm just not going to get involved. Like, this is not for me to do anything with. But I would also tell them, and as a friend, I think you should tell them, like, I think what you're doing is wrong. If you're going to be with this person, that's fine, but you need to figure out what's going on in your other relationship. I think that's the sign of a good friend who will be completely honest with you and tell you the truth about what they think. Let's talk to Alex, though. Alex, good morning. You say you'd lie for your friend.
Yeah, I mean, if this is my best friend that I have known for all these years and everything, I'm going to lecture him. I'm going to give him a hard time about it, and I'm going to make sure he's going to make it right. But I'm going to I'm going to stand up and take care of my guy for give him a chance to fix it.
So when the wife calls and says, hey, Alex, were you out with Tommy last? You guys were out late, and I just want to make sure he was with you because I'm suspicious of some things.
Yeah, I'm going to back his back. But like I say, with us just talking together, I'm going to give him a hard time. I'm going to make sure he's going to fix this. But I'm going to stand up for him right now because he stood up for me and taken care of me and been there when I needed him.
But did you ever ask him to cover for you when you cheated on someone?
Well, no.
So, I mean, they could be a stand-up friend and a good friend, but, like, I feel there's a line that you cross, and I feel like something like that, you don't have to be a friend in that. You have to be a friend by saying, like you said, lecture them, that's wrong, you shouldn't be doing that, and if they're really your friend, they wouldn't ask you to lie. That's a thing. Like, friends don't ask friends to lie, do they?
No, they shouldn't. But it's also, too, I wonder if she has the Find My app and on the Life 360, and she says to, you know, let's say Alex is the friend. Hey, Alex, you guys were out last night? Yeah, we were. Oh, where were you? We were at Sunset Station gambling. Funny, because according to my husband's Find My Friend app, he was at Palace Station last night.
Oh, you know, that's what I meant.
You know, like, yeah, you have to be on top of things.
Rachel, good morning. What do you think? Covering for a friend that's cheating?
Absolutely not. And also, my husband cannot be friends with Alex, by the way. My husband cannot meet him ever.
Alex, no. You're out.
Yeah. And I know they say the saying, bros before, you know what? That's obviously Alex. But no, you can't lie for your friend. No. Yeah. You have to tell your friend to come clean.
Now, let me ask you this. Some people may argue that lying and not saying anything could be the same thing. Like, you still know it's happening, but you don't say anything. Do you think it's the same thing?
Well, I just think he would be an accomplice to the affair if he, you know, doesn't basically, like, out his friend if the wife called. But he needs to tell his friend to come clean and not be an accomplice to this.
Or just don't do it. Stop doing this.
Well, Mike did write. He says, I don't want to get involved. I told him, but he's begging me to cover him. I told him to leave his wife, and he said he eventually would. Does that change anything? Listen, I'm going to leave her next month. But right now, just cover for me because I'm not ready to tackle that conversation with my wife. So just please cover for me about last night. And trust me, next month, I'm going to sit down with her, and we're going to end things.
Ask Judy in accounting to cover for you. I'm not doing it. Charlie, good morning. What do you think?
It's an unpopular opinion, but, you know, you got to go bros before you know what.
Guys, this does not look good on us.
Hey, you guys, that's your bro code.
Oh my gosh, I get it. Please, what is this, like 1982? Seriously. How fitting of a song, too. Karma, it'll come back and get you.
Yeah.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Rebecca, you're caller 20. You ready to try and conquer the Mega Minute?
I am.
All right. It's been a tough one these past few days, but I'm determined to get us a winner. I know you can do it, Rebecca. You got this. Okay. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Rebecca, 60 seconds on the clock. You get 10 corrections. You go see Sam Hunt. Now, if you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
Baghdad is the capital of which country?
Iraq.
Yes. How many continents are there?
7.
Yes. Which scale is an earthquake measured on?
The Richter scale?
Yes. Which scientist introduced the theory of relativity?
Newton.
No. What singer is known for their hit Easy on Me off their album titled 30?
I'll pass.
What color are the public transport buses in London?
Red.
Yes. Which actress starred in the show Lizzie McGuire?
Pass.
Which Disney character says to infinity and beyond?
Buzz Lightyear.
Yes. Which animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Blue whale.
No. Matthew Broderick stars in which 80s movie where he ditches school? Rebecca, I'm so sorry. You got through all 10 of them. You made it through the very last question. We had to skip a few. The scientist that introduced the theory of relativity, which I had no idea also, Albert Einstein. The singer that is known for their hit Easy on Me off their album titled 30 was Adele. The actress that starred in the show Lizzie McGuire, that's Hilary Duff. The animal that's known as the ship of the desert is a camel. And Matthew Broderick stars in which 80s movie where he ditches school? That is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Another day, another win for the Mega Minute. But that means caller 20, you're going to win also. You're going to get these tickets. Tickets to see Sam Hunt at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas on October 25th. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
It is another lawsuit for Madonna. A new lawsuit by some of her fans after starting one of her shows 2 hours late. This complaint was filed by 3 fans who went to her Washington, D.C. show in December. So on top of starting the show 2 hours late, they say the temperature in the arena was uncomfortably hot and that she lip-synced during the show. Lawyers for the fans claim that her tardiness is false advertising, while the hot temperatures in the arena is a demonstration of the singer's arrogant and total disrespect for her fans. They're asking to be paid damages. And then Live Nation, they're also named in the suit. And it's being considered for a class action lawsuit.
I've heard that she doesn't have the AC on at her concerts. And anyone went to see her when she was in Las Vegas, was that the case? I know it was colder out here when it took place. But if Madonna comes to T-Mobile, let's say, in the middle of the summer and the AC is not on, that's going to be pretty hot inside and pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's I get it. You need to keep your voice, your vocal cords warm. But it's got to be, I think it's got to be reasonable so your fans aren't like passing out. Not saying that any did, but I've heard that about her, that she keeps it very warm in there. I went to Whitney Houston and it was hot in there.
What? No AC? Hot?
It was so hot and we were like sweating and everyone kept saying like that's how she likes it. She has to keep her vocal cords warmed up.
With the whole Madonna being 2 hours late, I think this is Madonna. I hate to say that's how she is, but if you're going to a Madonna concert, I'm expecting at least an hour late if I'm going to that concert. If the ticket says 8, I'll probably get there around 9 and be expecting a 45-minute wait.
I feel like there's a certain like unspoken rule that with if a concert says it's going to start at 8 o'clock, I never expect it to start at 8 o'clock. Never. In fact, if I have access to like the record company, I'll ask. I'm like, what time do they really go on? And they'll be like 9:15. Okay, then I get there at 9. I know I have 15 minutes to wait. That's fine. But I've never expected a concert to start right when they say it's going to start.
Has anyone been in a situation, it's talking major concert, you go to and all of a sudden, like, oh my gosh, you got there at 8:30, think he's going to start closer to 9, but you missed the first 30 minutes. I don't think that ever happens.
I don't know. I've never heard of that happening before. But so do you have Clear, the feature at the airports that lets you skip the line at the airports? Well, don't be surprised if people start shaming you for it soon. Two senators in California, they just introduced a bill to ban Clear from airports in California. And their argument is it's just letting wealthier people pay to cut the line. So when you sign up, Clear, they record your biomarkers like fingerprints and eye scans. And then for $189 a year, you get to skip the first part of the TSA line. And a rep for the company will escort you directly to the x-ray machine. So basically, you are passing the people who didn't pay that money. This new bill would get rid of that. Or third-party vendors like Clear would have to pay more for their own dedicated security line at airports in California. One of the politicians behind it is a Democrat. The other is a Republican. They say no one at the airport should have to suffer, quote, indignity of somebody pushing you out of the way to let a rich person pass you. Now, California would be the first state to ban it, but it could really be an uphill battle. A lot of the industry groups are lining up against it, saying that this is really the government overreaching way too much. Delta, United, other major airlines, they're all fighting the bill because they have partnerships with Clear. And they claim that they might even have to raise their ticket prices if this happens. And there's also TSA PreCheck, which is very similar. That only costs $80 a month, and that's for 5 years.
I remember the first time I used Clear, signed up for it. Fantastic. The first time, I thought it was its own designated line. I remember going to use it for the first time, and the person just weaving through the TSA line to get up front. It's awkward. You do get looks. But I do feel, too, you have to judge the situation. Here at Harry Reid, there are times where I'll go to use it, and there's like five people in line at TSA. I'm not going to use Clear to cut in front of five people. I'll just wait the five people. To me, it's not worth the looks you're going to get to cut in front of five people.
Yeah, I agree with that. The one thing I do, like lately, we've been going to the airport, and the line for Clear is longer than the TSA pre-check. So we just don't even go to Clear. But, because I have it too, there have been times where there's not a ton of people, but I'll see someone with all this like stuff that they're carrying on, and I'm like, we got to get in front of that person. We'll be stuck in security forever.
There's always that one person.
Yes.
It's like the first time going through TSA pre-check too. It's like, what do I do? Shoes off. Hey, tickets for you to go see B-52s coming up next hour right around 8:30. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. I've made an observation, and it's really kind of bothering me. I'm really disturbed by it. I don't know if it's just been some bad luck or if this is a real thing, but do men not flush public toilets? Is that a thing that guys don't want to do? Because this has happened to me three or four times. There's a bathroom that I'll have to use on a consistent basis, and it's a unisex bathroom. And so it's one stall, it's one toilet, one sink. When you go in, you turn the lock, and then on the outside it says, it turns red and it says in use or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then when they open it, it's like open. And so I'll go and, oh, someone's in there. So I'll just patiently wait out there for them. And a guy will come out and I'll go in right after them and the toilet's not flushed. Now, you know, I don't want to get too graphic or anything. It's not like, you know, it's like number one.
It's number, okay.
Yeah, but they just don't bother flushing the toilet. And this has happened, like I said, a few times. And I'm wondering, am I missing something? Do you guys not? Now, granted, it's a toilet. It's not a urinal. And that's where I started thinking. I'm like, are you guys just not trained to do that? I don't. Honestly, I don't really know how a urinal works. Do you flush a urinal?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
100%.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And I do the flush with my fist. I don't put my hand on it, but it's the little flapper right there. I just take my fist and hit it real fast.
Okay.
The problem is, so, which wouldn't explain your toilet thing, but here, for example, the men's room at the radio station, I don't think the water flows long enough.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're done going number one, you hit the thing, you flush it, the urinal. And the water flows for maybe 5 to 7 seconds, which is not enough water to cycle the stuff out. So there's always a little bit residue when you walk up to the urinal. I think majority of people flush it, but there's always residue. There's always leftover pee in there because it's not a strong enough water flow to clean out the urinal. As far as the toilet here, maybe the guy thinks it's a, because I always flush. Does he think it's an automatic flusher? Because like at the gym, it's an automatic flusher. So maybe the guy walked in, did his business, and just assumed that the toilet was an auto flusher, washed his hands, and left, and the thing unfortunately didn't flush for you.
No, I mean, there's a little handle or a little button thing that you press,
mm-hmm.
and it's not just one guy. It's happened with several guys, and it's just happening so often that now I'm really curious as to what is going on. And there's, you know how like when you use a restroom and someone's waiting and there's that awkward moment like, oh gosh, I hope I didn't leave anything behind, or oh gosh, I hope it's not nasty when they go in there. You're always wondering. They just come out like, doo-doo-doo, don't even give anything a second thought. And I walk in and I'm always like, gross. That's so gross. What is happening?
There's a place that I frequent a lot, and they used to have men's and ladies separate restrooms, but then they had downsized to just a unisex bathroom, which is just fine. But I'll go in there to use the bathroom, and let's say there was someone there before me who didn't have the best hygiene or aim. I'll clean it up because I don't want to walk out and have, let's say for you example, Mercedes waiting to come in. And then think I was the one that made the mess around the toilet. I'm like,
that is something so for real. There is someone here at the station, and they quite often have to, you know, spend some time in the bathroom, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean. And I, for some reason, always end up in that stall. I'm like, dang it. And I will sit there and flush and flush and flush and flush because
yes.
I do not want anyone to think that it was me. Never.
Would you want to go inside the men's room here at the radio station and take a look so I can show you the urinal and how things work? So you see how the urinal, the fist action works on the urinal. Maybe some guys don't flush it, but also take a look here at the toilets to see how things are here at the radio station.
Well, I mean, I think I'm okay, but here's the thing. We have someone holding, Trevor. And he says that it's a thing and to get used to it. Now I'm really intrigued.
I'm intrigued now too, Trevor.
Yeah. So, Trevor, hang on the line. We'll come back to you next. And also, just like this whole unisex bathroom thing, it never bothered me until recently.
All right. Trevor's call's up next. Breaking artists.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
beautiful things that I've got.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Can you please let me know why men refuse to flush the toilet?
Okay. I'm going to tell you why, Mercedes. I've done this myself, and if I can't do it, it's not going down. So if I can't touch the toilet, if I can't flush it with my foot, forget it. I'm not doing it. So, or if I raise the toilet seat with my foot, I'm not touching anything in there. That's gross. So that's why that's what's happening here. You know what I mean?
So this toilet specifically, it's like one toilet, one unisex bathroom. It doesn't have like the thing you step on that pushes down. It has a button on the side.
Oh, the button push.
But you can still like push the button with your foot. And I'm like, why don't they ever do it?
No way. I'll get a cramp if I bring my foot up there. No way. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. Cramping in there and down, it's going to be even worse.
Well, Trevor, do you flush the urinal?
Yes, of course. That's gross.
Never mind the toilet.
Sorry, flush the urinal. Yeah, JC, what's wrong with you, man? Come on.
Just want to check, brother. Just want to check.
Thank you, Trevor.
All right, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
I feel like it's all cleared up for me now. Dino is on. Hey, Dino, good morning. What do you think?
You know, whether I use the urinal or the toilet, I always flush, but really, what really chaps my hide is guys that'll do their business and walk out without washing their hands. That really chaps me. And on another note, I always sit down if there's only one toilet as a courtesy to others. And I have a very specific piercing that can cause splashing, if you will.
Yes.
So I try to be courteous for everybody and not get all over the toilet.
Well, first of all, I know you can't see me right now, Dino, but I'm standing and I'm applauding you. I think that you are a kind and considerate person. I absolutely love that.
Well, for those of us that don't have piercings that don't affect the way streams flow, you know, you lift the seat up and you aim, and if there is some spray, you have the toilet seat up, so you don't have to even worry about it.
There's still spray.
But I know I lift the seat up, so it's just the bowl. You know what I'm saying? There's a seat you sit on, you lift that up as well.
But there's still going to be splatter.
There's still
going to
be splatter on the backside of that thing.
There's still going to be splatter.
I even do it at home as a courtesy to my wife.
Man, lucky lady, that lady. Lucky lady. Probably in more ways than one, lucky lady.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Carrie, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, good morning and happy belated birthday, Mercedes.
Oh, well, thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much. Let's do this. Let's make you a winner. We have these B-52s tickets. Pick a category. Do you want to go with I Love You, Dexter's Laboratory, Down Under, or Mr. Officer?
Let's go with I Love You.
I Love You. Lover's Day is today. So happy Lover's Day, everyone. Hmm. These are all things that are associated with love, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes, please.
Oh, all right, Carrie, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see the B-52s, and you start now.
This beats in your chest.
Heart.
Yes. This is what I might blow you one of these.
Kiss.
Yes. This is when I ask you to marry you, to marry me, it is a yes. When we're getting married, we say these to each other.
I do's.
Another word for I do's. I solemnly swear to take you. These are my.
Pass.
Okay. On Valentine's Day, this little guy shoots arrows at you.
Pass.
Okay, this is February 14th. Yes, that was Cupid. February 14th is also known as
Valentine's Day.
Yes. I put color on these to make them bright red. Yes. Oh my gosh, that was a lot harder than it needed to be, but you got it, Carrie. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mercedes. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Carrie, you're all set with tickets to the B-52's Love Shack. This is the Vegas residency in November at the Venetian Theater. So congratulations. And we've got your tickets to go see the B-52's tomorrow morning when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. This is a very interesting phenomenon, and I want to bring Trisha on with us this morning. Hey, Trisha, how are you?
Again, how are you guys? Good morning.
We are doing great. Thank you for calling. I love your question because I think this is something that I'm sure it's been studied, but do certain names predispose you to certain characteristics? That's your question. Talk to us, Trisha. What's going on?
Yeah, so I got to thinking the other day about how good you are at, like, when somebody, like, knows their sign and you can kind of peg them. And I realized I think I have that same thing with names because I'm a babysitter and I get to meet all of these kids, like, in the neighborhood and friends of friends all the time. And I realized I can kind of peg what a kid is going to be like based on their name. And I have one kid in particular. She is very, like, oh, she is a handful. She's tough. She's wild. She's, you know.
She's naughty.
There's a couple of them. She's naughty. She's definitely naughty. And I am now babysitting for another one that has the same name, and she's the same way.
Really? Okay, don't tell us the name yet. Don't tell us the name yet. I'm very curious. Do you think that there are certain names that produce naughty kids? And certain names that are, like, very well-behaved kids. And if you had to guess what the naughty girl's name is, what would you guess? 702-364-9400. Can you hang on for a second, Trisha?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you feel like certain names predispose you to certain characteristics?
Yes! The female name, it's got to be Courtney. It's got to be Courtney.
Why? You think all Courtneys are naughty?
Not all. Not all. There's one.
Vast majority.
Vast majority. The ones I interacted, ones that I've worked with, I think professional Courtneys. I think Courtney Love. She's just stirring all kinds of stuff up right now. As a child, there was a girl in my class. Her name was Courtney, and she was a bully. Now, I've known a couple nice Courtneys along the way, but the mean Courtneys, the things they do outweighs the nice Courtneys. I'm sorry to ruin the call, but Trisha, it's got to be Courtney.
Okay.
It's got to be Courtney.
Trisha, is the name Courtney?
It's not.
Okay. But do you agree with him on the traits of Courtneys?
Very close. Yes. I do babysit for a Courtney, and he's...
Oh, it's a he.
He's not entire. Oh.
Oh, well, hey, maybe they go to the male Courtney.
Oh, yeah. I'm going on female Courtneys. I haven't met any male Courtneys yet. The female Courtneys that I've met.
Okay, we're going to ask Becky. Becky, do you think you know what the naughty girl name is?
My guess was Sarah with an H.
So it has to specifically be with an H?
Yeah, I think Sarah, S-A-R-A, is a simpler kind of person, but Sarah with an H is a little more complicated.
Okay, Trisha, is it Sarah with an H?
It is not Sarah with an H.
Okay. Oh, I good try, Becky. That's as valid of a reason as I've heard.
The H had something to it, though. You give me a regular S-A-R-A. She's good. You throw the H on there. Oh.
That changes things up. Let's talk to Tracy. Tracy, what do you think the naughty girl's name is?
Sophia.
Sophia. Is it Sophia, Trisha? I'm listening with a lot of interest. My daughter's name is not Sophia, but it is Sophie, and maybe there's a difference there. Is Sophie or Sophia a naughty girl's name?
Nope. I have a Sophie, and she's very good.
I think Sophies are just really good in general. I've never met a naughty Sophie.
No. Have you met a naughty Sophia, though?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
I have, actually. Very naughty Sophia.
Do you have a name, Mercedes, that's jumping out to you? I gave you Courtney, and I'll stand by that. If you're Courtney out there, I am so sorry, but you probably know you're a bad person.
I'm a bad person. I'm trying to think. I have one, but I'm afraid to say it because I don't want people to take it personally.
This is whatever. You kidding me? So many Courtneys are angry at me right now. Oh my gosh, you can't. You can't.
The name is, I know a lot of people with this name, and I'm not targeting them all. Like, there's just a few that, like your Courtney, are just really mean. Really mean people. And it's like, I don't know. But, okay, we're gonna ask you, Trisha, to spill the beans now. I'm really curious. What is the naughty girl's name?
Okay, are you ready? I hope it doesn't make anybody mad, but there's too many for it to now not be true. It's Ella.
Ella?
Ella!
You know what? I know two naughty Ellas.
Do you really?
I do. One was really kind of a bully to one of my kids. And the other one was not our neighborhood, the neighborhood next door. And she would go and she would pick everyone's flowers out of their yard.
Such an Ella.
Ella.
Wow.
Oh, my. Interesting. Is there a good girl's name, Trisha, that you really like?
Yes. One of my favorites is Elise.
Elise
seems like a nice person.
All the Ellas are like, I could just strategically change the spelling of my name to Elise.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so let's talk about Taylor and Kim again. Taylor Swift, if you missed it, released her latest album, The Tortured Poets Society, with the track Thank You, Amy, which references Kim Kardashian. If you missed that song, here's part of that.
All that time you were throwing punches, I was building something. And I can't forgive the way you made me feel.
In the track, she paints her as a bully, slams her as a bronze spray tan statue. The K, the I, and the M are the only letters capitalized in the song's title. Well, fans quickly showed their support for Taylor when the song was released. Tons of comments flooded Kim's Instagram post, all saying things like, finally someone stood up to Amy. Thank you, Amy. If you need a reminder, the two have had an issue ever since Kim released a recording of a phone call between Taylor and her then-husband, Kanye West, which was edited to make it look really bad for Taylor. Well, now they're saying that Kim has apparently lost around 100,000 followers on social media after the song came out. That said, she's got around 363 million Instagram followers, so she probably didn't even notice. Mm-hmm. But they're saying that her follower count went down. She was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and they really danced around it. He's like, I'm sure there's a lot of things people are wondering about you right now. So he's like, so I'll ask. And he's like, do you blow dry your jewelry? And she's like, yeah. Like,
about the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
We talked about this on Friday, that a bunch of Taylor Swift fans were going to Kim Kardashian's last Instagram post and leaving comments, just writing, thank you, Amy, thank you, Amy. I just opened up Kim's Instagram account, and on average, she's like 5,000 to 8,000 comments per post. Her last post with all these thank you, Amys, she's at 26,000 comments. So yeah. People still jumping on there making comments on her Instagram page.
And I know we talked about it with my daughter, Sophie, who is the biggest Swiftie, and she said, hey, don't do that. I think her quote was, just stream the song to show your support, because then, like, you're being a bully too.
You're poking.
You know,
you're poking. Yeah,
you're mad at her for being a bully, but you're being a bully back. So don't. So, and I agree with that. You know, just like, live and let live.
Is the song that Taylor put out being a bully back, or is just retaliation, or Taylor just speaking her truth?
I feel like it's her kind of telling her side of the story and how she was made to feel, honestly, but I can see it being looked at as a, you know, her coming back at her unnecessarily. I don't know. I like the song personally.
Oh, it's one of the good ones, too.
Yeah, I really like
Florida's
it.
Florida's, I think I mentioned yesterday, Florida over the weekend, that was a song that just really started to jump out to me. There's so many different great tracks on that album.
Yeah, the more I listen to it, the more I'm really enjoying it. At first, I was kind of like, this is different from her other albums. It's very different, but I'm really, like, getting into it, and I love the Fortnite song.
It's great with Post Malone.
I love that song.
Well, now to hear the heat that Post Malone is getting. So
yeah.
Post Malone is on a song on Beyonce with Levi Jeans, I think it's called, or Levi's?
Levi's Jeans.
And so he made a little comment about he was very happy to be part of that song with Beyonce. And then Taylor Swift's song comes out, Fortnite, and he did a longer type post about Taylor Swift. And people are coming down on Post Malone for the length of his gratitude towards Taylor versus his gratitude towards Beyonce.
So I don't understand why the two fandoms are always going up after each other. They should like collaborate and be even
mega powers
stronger.
Come together. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's what's going on with that. Also this morning, is the art of cursive being brought back? There's this movement to reintroduce cursive writing in schools, and for a good reason. IQ scores have dropped for the first time in a century, and it indicates that technology could be to blame. Young adults obviously can use their devices, but they can't sign their own name. They can't read cursive. A lot can't even hold a pencil properly. So California and New York and some other states are now requiring the teaching of cursive again after core curriculum dropped it. And now experts are pushing to have devices removed from the classroom so that kids can tap into their own brain power.
Do you still write in cursive?
I do. That's
you do?
The only way I write is cursive.
No kidding.
I only write in cursive. That's just maybe that's like so old school, but it's just that's how I write. Yeah.
I abandoned that in ninth grade. Cursive, kindergarten through eighth grade in Catholic school. Got to public school, ninth grade. Didn't have to do it. I stopped. I can't even do it anymore.
Do you just print everything?
Print. I'm a printer all the time. Steph, do you write cursive or do you print?
I do cursive. I never learned how to write print. I only learned how to write cursive. So when I moved schools and they only did print, I was like, oh my God, I got to reteach myself how to print. So it was really weird.
So your card, we gave Mercedes cards yesterday. You wrote a note inside. You wrote the note in cursive?
No, on the envelope, it was cursive. And then inside was print.
It was print. Yeah. I do like a combination, I've noticed. I'll like write part print, part cursive. I'll like make certain letters cursive and then I'll print out. Yeah, it's really bizarre.
We need to come up with a name for that. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I was so curious about something that just happened on the show that I had to do some research. So last hour we were talking to Trisha and she was telling us she babysits and she was saying that there are certain names that come with certain traits. And I just think this is so interesting. Like, does your name predispose you to have certain personality traits? And she said that the naughtiest girls that she meets has this name, and that name is Ella. So I was just really intrigued by this, and I started doing some research, and I found this recent study that they did. This reward system called school stickers asked about 60,000 kids to digitally record the stickers that they receive in school for behaving well. And so they tracked the child's behavior based on this. And through that, they've got the worst behaved girl names, the worst behaved boy names, and then the best behaved girl and boy names. And she said Ella was the naughtiest. Ella was number one on the worst behaved girl names list.
Her study just from babysitting Ella's. It's true then.
Does anyone have an Ella that is just a sweetheart? And you're like, what are you guys even talking about? I thought that was crazy. So do you want to know the naughty girl names and the naughty boy names? And then I'll tell you the good ones too.
Yes. And I'm praying because for me, I thought it was Courtney. Because in my mind, it's Courtney should have been top of that list.
Well, Courtney's are in the top 10. It's number seven. Courtney's
are
number
seven.
So
okay. Respect.
So your top five worst behaved girl names are Ella, Bethany, Eleanor, Olivia, and Laura. Was Laura badly behaved when she was in school?
I don't think she was.
She strikes me as being a very well-behaved person.
She got into some trouble with her friends
Maybe?
And stuff, like
okay.
post-school. But in school, she was really, really good because her parents were teachers.
Okay.
So she behaved in school. But outside of school, I know she did get in trouble for some stuff she was doing with her girlfriends and stuff like that, mischief and stuff like that. But in school, she was a great student. But okay. I can see then how, because of that, she might get on the naughty list.
The worst behaved girl names. The worst behaved boy names are, number one, Joseph. Two is Cameron. Three is William. Four is Jake. And five is Joshua. Those are the worst behaved boy names.
Do you know a bad Joseph?
No, but I know a bad James. James Horner in my second grade was so mean to me. He'd always trip me. He was always mean. He was always like, he'd put glue on his hand and then touch my arm or something.
What, like, so he glue himself to you?
Oh my gosh, he was the worst. So I would say James, but there's no James in the top 10. Do you know a bad Joseph or a naughty Joseph? A Joe?
Joe Coy?
No.
He's a nice guy, though. Yeah, he's very nice guy. You know what? Growing up, my neighbor, Scott, and his young... Scott was great. He had a baby brother named Joseph. Joseph was kind of the troublemaker of the family. Scott was like the goody two-shoes. Very sweet kid. But when Joseph came around, and his nickname was Cricket. So I don't know why we had the nickname Cricket. But when Cricket came around, yeah, Joseph would... He would get in a little mischief in the neighborhood. Yeah, he was a little troublester.
Okay. Who do you think... Does anyone have any bad experiences with these names? And I mean, this is not just... This is not a scientific study. This is that sticker study. But Travis, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What is your observation when it comes to names?
Well, when it comes to the names, I just listened briefly as you listed them all off. I just noticed that almost all of them started with J. And they're pretty, like, popular, fairly common J names. And so I was wondering if maybe these names are getting a bad rap because the name is more popular.
Yeah.
So it's more likely to be used in, like, bad situations.
Like, there's more... if there's more of a certain name, there's a bigger chance someone's going to get in trouble. So you got Joseph, you got Jake, you got Joshua, Jamie's also on the list. I'm looking to see, Travis, if you're on the Best Behaved Boys list because... That was just a very nice thing for you
nice
to say.
Well, yeah.
There's no Travis in the top 10, but a J name is the best behaved for boys. Jacob.
Ah.
Jacob is best for girls. It's Amy.
Best behaved?
Yes, best behaved girls' names. Amy, Georgia, Emma, Charlotte, and Grace. For boys, it's Jacob, Daniel, Thomas, James. This is wrong.
Well, Steph needs to step in here with her husband, James. He's a C. Seems like a very sweet man.
Oh, I forgot about James.
Mm-hmm. James is the best, but when he was a kid, the naughtiest. So, I don't know. Breaking artist.
Space 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks for being here. If you missed any part of the show, download our podcast. Everything is on there. You can listen for free. You can download the Odyssey app. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, or you can just go to our website at mix941.fm to pick that up. Easy as that. Also, you want to make sure you download that Odyssey app and listen for an hour each day to get registered for Tay in the UK. Your chance to see Taylor Swift in the UK. 4 tickets, 4 airfare, hotel accommodations to go see Taylor Swift on her Eras tour as it hits the UK. Listen on the Odyssey app for an hour a day to get your registration in there, and you will be in the running. That is super cool. All right, we are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Dino called the show and won the hearts of many ladies.
I always sit down if there's only one toilet as a courtesy to others, and I have a very specific piercing that can cause splashing, if you will.
Yes.
So I try to be courteous for everybody and not get all over the toilet. I even do it at home as a courtesy to my wife.
Man, lucky lady. That lady. Lucky lady. Probably in more ways than one lucky lady. It's just, I just love how forthcoming our listeners are with us. They just speak the truth. They're honest with us.
Share anything.
I love it.
It's fantastic. Well, that'll do it for show number 2045 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.